Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office. On behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015, on Thursday, the 4th of December. There are warnings of gales in Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Bailey, and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low just west of Bailey 976, expected Bailey 984 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sarah, south at Sarah, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, south or southeast, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, 5 to 7 later, showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Fisher, Jam and Bite, southwest backing south or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, good. Humber, Thames, south or southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then southwest 4 to 6 later, showers, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Dover, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, south or southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering west or southwest 4 to 6, rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming west or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 in Plymouth, rain, then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, west or northwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole, west or northwest 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 4 to 6 later, rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Fastnet, becoming west or northwest 4 to 6, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, west or northwest 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 4 to 6 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, cyclonic mainly south 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, northeasterly 6 to gale 8 in far northeast, otherwise cyclonic 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, south or southeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Southeast Iceland, easterly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south 5, 8 miles, 993, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by east 5, 27 miles, 993, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 4, 9 miles, 997, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, south 3, 12 miles, 996, now falling. Aberdeen, south 3, 13 miles, 998, falling slowly. Lucas, north 1, 19 miles, 998, falling slowly. Boomer, south by west 3, mist 2 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Bridlington, south-southwest 3, 1003, falling slowly. Sendetti, light vessel automatic, south by east 6, 11 miles, 1007. Greenwich, light vessel automatic, south 6, 11 miles, 1005. St. Catherine's Point automatic, south by east 3, 1004, falling. Jazzy, south-southeast 4, 14 miles, 1004 falling. Channel light vessel automatic, south by east 6, 11 miles, 1002. Scilly automatic, south 7, slight rain, 3 miles, 995 falling quickly. Milford Haven, south-southeast 5, slight rain, 9 miles, 997 falling. Aberporth, south-southeast 6, 16 miles, 997 falling. Valley, southeast by south 5, recent rain, 13 miles, 997 falling. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 4, 12 miles, 1,000 falling. Valencia, west by north 4, slight showers, 7 miles, 996, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, southeast by south 6, slight rain, 16 miles, 997 falling. Malin Head, southeast by south 4, 19 miles, 992 falling. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast by south 4, 19 miles, 994 falling. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 3rd of December. General situation, complex areas of low pressure and associated frontal troughs will pass over or close to the UK, with showers and spells of rain expected, and winds will increase gale force at times in the south and west. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, showers moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south backing southeast, then becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, showers moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 4 or 5, backing southeast 5 or 6, veering southwest later 4 or 5. Mainly fair, then rain for a time. Good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south 4 or 5, backing southeast 5 or 6, veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, then rain for a time. Good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly backing southeasterly, then becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, veering westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, then rain for a time. Good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsabil, southerly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, then backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, then rain for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsabil to Lyme Regis, south 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then west 4 to 6, veering northwest 2 to 4 later, showers, squally rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later, rain then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west or northwest 5 to 7, backing southwest 3 to 5, rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Ormond Head, including St. George's Channel, south or southeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, then west 4 to 6, backing southwest later, rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then southwest 3 to 5 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south 5 or 6, backing southeast 6 to gale 8, then veering west or northwest 4 or 5, occasional rain at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southeast becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then south or southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, south backing southeast 4 to 6, showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin, and that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
At 1 hour GMT, welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Celia Hatton. Coming up, the U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is preparing to meet Ukrainian negotiators this week. Talks with the Russians failed to produce results, but Donald Trump is sounding optimistic.
I don't know what the Kremlin's doing. I can tell you that they had a reasonably good meeting with President Putin. We'll see what happens.
Plus, Israel's fierce political battles over whether ultra-Orthodox Jews should do military service. The family of a Colombian fisherman killed by a U.S. strike launched a legal petition targeting the Trump administration. And the remains of a mysterious deep-sea creature appear on a beach in Scotland.
The kind of habitat where you'd normally find it is several days' distance away, even by boat, from our coastline. So in terms of how it really got here and how it washed up, it's a bit of a mystery.
It's not the Loch Ness Monster. Stay with us to find out what scientists think, all after the news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The White House has confirmed that President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, will meet Ukraine's top negotiator on Thursday to discuss Russian reaction to the US-backed peace plan. Mr. Witkoff met President Putin on Tuesday for talks the Kremlin said had been productive without securing a breakthrough. Mr. Trump said he couldn't say what would come of the meeting at the Kremlin.
President Putin had a very good meeting yesterday with Jared Kushner and with Steve Witkoff. What comes out of that meeting, I can't tell you. Because it does take two to tango. You know, Ukraine, I think we have something pretty well worked out with them. They're very satisfied, considering. But the sad part is, if I were president, no war would have ever happened. They would have had 100% of their territory. Nothing would have happened. It's a very sad situation.
The French president, Emmanuel Macron, will meet his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, in Beijing shortly for talks which are expected to feature the war in Ukraine. Europe wants China to do more to end the conflict, while Beijing maintains it's neutral. It's been accused of aiding Russia by buying large quantities of raw materials and selling Moscow dual-use technology. The two presidents will also discuss strained EU-China trade relations. President Trump says he'll roll back vehicle fuel efficiency standards introduced by the former president, Joe Biden, last year. Mr. Trump said this would cut costs for consumers. Tracy Burcham has more details.
Since taking office in January, President Trump has rolled back a number of green initiatives, which he says hurt the American consumer. Under this latest proposal, both car makers and consumers will save on costs. The average car will be $900 cheaper, according to the Agency for Highway Traffic Safety. But drivers will spend more on fuel, and the US will produce more greenhouse gas emissions. Environmental campaigners have damned the initiative